freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. That means we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we always are. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
We do it six nights a week, by the way, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and also the Saturday night show, which is this from 7 until 10 Eastern as well.
But I will guarantee you that next week stands to be the best week of Free Talk Live ever on GCN.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because last week still had a couple Manwich days in it.
Yes, this upcoming week will be entirely 100% free of Manwich.
It will be Manwich-like. It will be devoid of Manwich.
Exactly. Absent of Manwich.
Yes, there will be Johnson on Monday and Tuesday, Jason on Wednesday and Thursday, and Torgo on Friday and Saturday.
Exactly. So, hey, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the updates available there for you. So if you dig the show and you want to kind of keep up to date, if you will, on what is going on with Free Talk Live, whether it be a new affiliate that we get a hold of or a brand new Shriner that we posted on the website or something else that we want to communicate to you, it'll come straight into your email box via the updates list, and it's another free service that you'll find at freetalklive.com.
Yep, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now, last hour, we talked about a story from Britain where the Royal Guard or the Army, apparently they wear those fuzzy bear hats.
Yeah, they're bearskin hats.
Right,
yes.
Bearskin hats, and they've been doing it for hundreds of years.
200.
And they've decided that, they've been trying to find, I guess the palace, the royal palace, has been trying to find a substitute for the bearskin hats.
Right.
But hasn't found one that's
and
up
it's,
to par.
They've already replaced other fur hats that they have, beaver skin hats and leopard skins and stuff like that. They've already replaced those with artificial furs.
Ah.
They just can't find a good replacement for the bearskin hat that holds up as well.
As the real thing.
Yeah.
So they've been doing it for a long time, but a good old PETA is up in arms about it, and they're doing they're protesting over there. They said that somebody in a bear suit is going to follow the Queen around or something like that.
Yeah, the Queen is making a state visit to Canada next week.
Okay.
She's going to be there for 8 days, and there's a PETA protester that's going to follow her to all of her meetings and locations and stuff like that in
a
bear
costume.
Yeah. With signs like, don't kill me, please don't wear me as a hat, you know.
Right. Now, when in fact we discovered that they are slaughtering the bears anyway, simply because they're apparently overpopulated in
yep.
Canada, and so they're killing the bears in order to prevent further overpopulation, so the bears are dying anyway, why not take their skin?
The Canadian government kills tens of thousands of North American black bears every year, and the company that makes the hats for the British Army buys about 100 bear skins from... They buy them off of the government... Or whoever it is, I think it's a private company that works for the government killing off these bears.
Right.
But they buy them from whoever is doing the bear population control. They buy about 100 pelts from the tens of thousands of bears that are being killed every year.
You know, it really sounds horrible when they talk about killing these thousands of bears every year. And it is. You're killing living beings, and that's no good, necessarily. But I think that if we actually had a free market in animals, I don't think it'd be necessary. I don't think that all the killing to prevent overpopulation would be necessary because it's the government that you said was killing these bears. So they're hiring someone to kill the bears on their lands. It's government lands
yep.
that they're killing these bears on. The reason why bears are running rampant up in Canada on the government lands is because government can't do anything right. Government is miserable at everything that it tries to do, including management of land, which you wouldn't think would be rocket science. I mean, this land usually just sits there. You have to go through and do a few things to keep it up to pristine condition, that sort of thing. But apparently the government manages to screw that up, too, and they throw monkey wrenches in the natural order of things, and that's the reason why. I don't know what it was that they did. But there must have been something that they did in the past to make it so the bear population was out of control.
Right.
Our own government has done similar things in Yellowstone, for instance.
Right, because prior to people coming to Canada, the whole country wasn't just a sea of black bears unable to move because they were packed in so tightly. Something happened.
Yeah, when you look at Canada from a satellite view, it's this
just a
writhing mass
of black fur
right.
just undulating. No, I don't think so.
No, the government did something. Now, I'm not a Canadian, so I don't know what it possibly could have been, but for instance, at Yellowstone, the government decided at some point that one particular species was overpopulated, so they started to kill them off, which threw off the entire natural ecosystem, and then as a result, other species started to die off, and they didn't know what they were getting into.
And then one species' natural predator died off, and so that species flourished and started to choke off other things.
They didn't realize the domino effect that their one action would have, the unintended consequences that it would have. No doubt what they're doing in Canada today is a result of something else. They're trying to clean up the mess, which is what government always does. It creates a mess. It says there's a problem, and we need the government to fix it. And so then they put in their government program, their so-called fix. Well, the so-called fix always ends up costing 20 times more than was expected. It always ends up creating the opposite of the original program's intentions. And then it just makes it so the people who are behind the program go back to the legislature and say things like, well, we failed this year, but next year we'll get those bears, or next year, you know, we'll do whatever it is we're supposed to do. We just need more money.
Yeah, exactly. We found out that with what we have, we were unable to kill these bears after paying everyone and, you know, having a couple of keggers. Mm-hmm. We didn't have enough money left over to kill all the bears. So what we need all the money you gave us this year plus an extra $50 million.
Right. Then we'll get it. Then we'll get it done. And then 3 years later,
what'll happen is we'll be like, well, that extra $50 million, that was a great budget for a personal jet for the program.
Right.
But now we can fly overhead and see where the bear populations are congregating so that next year with another $150 million...
Those fuel costs are up. Those jets take a lot of fuel.
Next year with an extra $150 million, we can buy two more jets and possibly have enough money left over for ammunition to kill bears.
I mean, we're blowing it a little. We're making it sound a little more asinine than it really is.
Right.
That's how it works. They get money for failure. This is how government is so bizarre. They exist in this vacuum that has nothing to do with reality or the marketplace.
What? Something didn't work? Throw more money at it.
Yeah, exactly. Do the same thing over and over again and just fund it more. That'll fix the problem.
That's like a kid who, you know, sticks his finger in a light socket and gets shocked.
Right.
And it's like, no, hold on. Maybe if I'm more careful when I put my finger in.
Maybe if I stick three fingers in.
Right. Exactly. Okay, hold on. Well, maybe if I put my tongue in there because a tongue's different than a finger. Hold on. If I just keep doing it again, it'll stop hurting eventually.
They are that incompetent, the government. And so if we want to save the bears, if we want to save endangered species, and apparently they're not endangered in Canada, but people are concerned in America. I mean, a lot of Americans are concerned about endangered species. They hear reports all the time on the news about so-and-so, what kind of wolf was just added to the endangered species list today. That means that there's only X amount of these wolves remaining, and you're supposed to feel really bad about that. In fact, the reason why these wolves are endangered is because they're so-called protected. The government protects certain species. It makes it illegal to buy or sell or own or harvest products from certain species. Like, for instance, here in Florida, we can't go out alligator hunting.
Nope.
Because they're protected.
Alligators are a protected species.
They make great purses and everything, but you cannot actually go out and kill yourself an alligator. Now, they claim that that's because there are so few of them. But in reality, if you could own alligators, you'd be able to breed them, and there'd be no shortage whatsoever of alligators. Same thing with any other species.
You can own alligators.
Yeah, but you probably have to go through all kinds of government regulation. And
the mini golf place on the highway north of here, they have a pool full of alligators.
Yes, and there are alligator farms throughout Florida as well. But these are people who have gone through a regulatory process, a licensing process.
Oh, I know.
Prohibitively expensive. I'm talking about if just any old schmo can own an alligator or a tiger or whatever. Wolves that are endangered. We'll get back into this. Protecting endangered species through the marketplace. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can take control. 1-800-259-9231 and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get live streaming. We've got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream. So anybody who's connected to the Internet can listen to freetalklive.com.
Yes, they can. And they should.
And they should. Yes, indeed. All right, so we've been all over the map. We've talked about things sexual tonight.
Yeah.
Various different sexual issues throughout the night tonight.
We've talked about PETA.
That's right.
We've talked about licensing for animal ownership.
Well, that's what we're on right now.
That's what we're on right now.
It's been mostly sex and animals tonight, which are usually not a good
combination. No, not really. Some people like them, but...
Yeah, let's not go there.
Okay.
All right, so we were talking about endangered species, because PETA is concerned about endangered species. I mean, that's one of their issues, right? They don't want the, you know, pretty alligators to go away.
Well, they're concerned about all animals,
right?
Endangered or not.
That's true. They don't like
Yeah, you're right about that. They don't even, some of the people in PETA don't even want you to own dogs and cats.
Right.
Right? They want to turn them free. Set them loose. Animals deserve to be free.
They think it's horrible to ride horses, you know.
Really?
Yes. Some of them think it's a horrible, horrible, inhumane, terrible thing.
Obviously, the horses don't mind that much.
To ride horses, or especially to put horseshoes on a horse.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. They're a bunch of kooks.
Yep,
I mean,
everybody
knows that. But one of the reasons why they get such attention, and one of the reasons why they're a supported organization, why they have membership and things like that, is because, well, they appeal to people's emotions.
They're the same kind of people. I can see people being members of PETA and also members of that Truth organization at the same time, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Because they're both the same types of just militant idiots.
Just people with emotional positions that aren't backed up by any sort of reality or any sort of facts.
No, not at all. Not at all.
If you want to save animals, there's only one way to do it. If you want to protect animals from going extinct, because that's got to be the number one issue. I mean, yeah, sure, they don't like the fact that people are killing chickens and eating them. But they'd rather have, I think if you gave them the choice, they'd rather have people killing and eating chickens than no chickens existing at all. So I think that extinction has to be a real prime issue for these people.
I'm sure they probably haven't thought that far through it.
You're right. If you force them into that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you force someone to make that choice, but your standard PETA, your standard card-carrying PETA whack job, mm-hmm. has probably not thought that far into things.
Well, I think that a lot of the people in PETA haven't thought PETA through very far.
That's also true.
They've just kind of heard that they protect animals, and so they join. They don't know how far they go and the things that the PETA organization supports.
They don't take into account the fact or even really pay attention to or know or notice the fact that PETA as an organization is a terrorist organization.
Allegedly.
Oh, no,
they
no.
allegedly have funneled money to terrorists, to people who bomb animal facilities and testing, you know, like scientific labs and things like that.
Okay.
They have allegedly funneled money to those people, which you can find out for yourself more details if you go and pick up Penn & Teller's great television show, BS, Penn & Teller's BS.
Now, just because they don't have to blow things up or commit violence to be a terrorist organization. They are trying to control people's thoughts and emotions through fear with their propaganda campaigns as well. It's still terroristic actions.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrorist is someone who uses terror as a tactic.
So what we're going to talk about is saving the endangered species.
Yes.
Because that's important to people, even people that aren't in PETA. They don't like the idea that the wolves, for instance, are going to go extinct someday. That's a scary thought. We wouldn't want to go extinct.
Right. I don't like the idea that wolves are going to be extinct.
Right.
I don't like the idea that any animal would go extinct through, especially through human action.
Yeah.
Have another species go extinct.
It'd be really sad. So what we need to do is very simply end the endangered species list and change completely, 180 degrees, the way we approach private ownership of animals in this country. In the United States, you can own certain animals in certain areas of the country, and those usually include dogs, cats, birds, fish, the usual kind of typical house pet style
animals.
Yeah,
some kinds of lizards like chameleons and
hamsters, things like that.
Yeah, iguanas, that's what I was
thinking. Iguana, yeah. Okay. Maybe Gila monsters, I don't know. Lizards seem to be somewhat unregulated, but anyway, there's a lot of animals that are controlled by the state, by the, what's the organization? It's not the Department of Forestry. There's some sort of
Is it the Department of Agriculture that does it?
I don't know. There's some bureaucrat department in Washington, D.C. that is in charge of the list of endangered species.
Yes.
And they have all kinds of regulations that are attached to various different species of plants, animals, all these things that you cannot own in the United States. It's against the law. We talked about a story a while back about guys that were caught smuggling African birds into this country, and the idea that this should be illegal, the idea of selling these birds, that it should be illegal. That's completely wrong way to look at this. We need to make it totally 100% legal to buy and sell any living animal, or except for humans.
Why?
Because humans have responsibility. There's a difference between animals and humans, and it's responsibility. You can't have rights because we have rights because we have responsibility.
Okay. Okay. I was just seeing if you had a backup plan.
Animals,
that's all.
Animals and plants should be totally unregulated. You should be able to go and buy a wolf if you want to. for instance.
Which is a very, very, very difficult task. I will tell you this. Because
really?
I've researched what it takes to be able to own a wolf in the state of Florida. And for the most part, let's just say you can't. Sure, there are licenses that you can get where you can have a wolf, an actual full-blooded wolf. But the licensing and testing and everything required and the amount of land that you have to own, and just there are probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in costs to be able to own a wolf in the state of Florida.
Wow. you have to really love wolves.
Yep. Without a license, you can own anything that's up to 25% wolf-blooded.
Hmm.
That's without a license. Anything above 25% wolf blood, you have to have a license for.
Wow.
And then the different types of licenses have to do with how purebred wolf the animal is.
Amazing.
Once you get above 75% wolf-blooded, that's when you get into all of the super prohibitive things. It just takes months and months of bureaucratic nonsense to be able to get the permits.
If you would just let people own wolves and trade and kill and raise wolves on their own without having to ask permission, the wolf population would skyrocket. All these endangered species would become unendangered within a matter of years, if not months.
Oh, yeah.
Because people like animals, and they will protect them. They will buy wolves and breed them in order to, and give them an area of land to run around in. For instance, there's a group called the Nature Conservancy,
mm-hmm.
which buys plots of lands around the world, if not around the country, that it wants to protect. And I don't know if they deal with animals, but I would assume they do, to where they could purchase wolves and purchase some land for those wolves and let them run free on that land. They'd be the ones in charge of protecting their own property because
oh, yeah.
they're their property at that point. When you put the government in charge of it, failure is the only result. And another drastic example of this is some countries in Africa where they found that they did a very quick study and showed that, well, the countries that outlaw elephants, elephant ownership, have the lowest amount of elephants. There's poachers all over the place trying to get their hands on the ivory. The countries that have legalized elephant ownership, the elephant population is skyrocketing. It's flourishing. Let people own animals. It's the only way to save them. More Free Talk Live on the way. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. Or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas for New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can get interactive with us about anything. We're actually here live on this Saturday evening.
Yes, we are.
It is. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torco.
And, of course, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we have got the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, over 15,000 posts for you to surf around through. And
I have 96 of them.
Very good. I've got over 1,000 of them myself.
Yeah, I know. I suck. No. I did have almost 10,000 posts at one point, but no, someone had to log in and fix my lie.
I couldn't just stand allowing you to get away with that. It was just so unrealistic. No one could have possibly done 10,000 posts.
Although, well, that's true, because at the time
was on the way.
At the time, the BBS only had about 6,000 posts, yeah. But it said I had almost 10, so...
800-259-9231. The bulletin board system is there for you to use and abuse. I mean, it's free. There's no monthly charge or anything like that. You just get to interact with us and the rest of the listeners that are there, the almost 500 listeners that interact there on an almost daily basis at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. We got all kinds of good stuff to talk about tonight. We have been all over the map as usual, but I stumbled across this story about Walmart, which we tend to talk about fairly often here.
This is great. I love this story. It's so good.
Walmart Stores Incorporated said yesterday that it made a terrible mistake in approving a recent newspaper advertisement that equated a proposed Arizona zoning ordinance with a Nazi book burning. The full-page advertisement, that's big bucks, man, full-page in Arizona newspaper, included a 1933 photo of people throwing books on a pyre at Berlin's Opernplatz.
I need to know who at Walmart just gave the thumbs up to that. Like, yeah!
It sounds like a good idea to me. They described the ad here in a little bit. It was run as a part of a campaign against a Flagstaff ballot proposal that would restrict Walmart from expanding a local store to include a grocery. They actually put a ballot proposal together to restrict Walmarts.
I mean, what is that ad supposed to say? Like, the local Arizona government won't let you have a super Walmart. Well, Hitler didn't let the Jews have Super Walmart either.
That's pretty much what it says. The actual text was as follows. Should we let government tell us what we can read? Of course not. So why should we allow local government to limit where we shop? The bottom of the advertisement announced that it was paid for the Protect Flagstaff's Future, and major funding was provided by Walmart from Bentonville, Arkansas. The ad, which ran on May 8th in the Arizona Daily Sun, was reviewed and approved by Walmart, but we did not know what the photo was from. We obviously should have asked more questions, said Daphne Moore, Walmart's Director of Community Affairs. She said the company will also issue a letter of apology to the Arizona Anti-Defamation League. Why?
Walmart, I have such respect for you. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, why are you being kowtow?
Why are you being such pansies?
How is this an insult to Jewish people? How? No. It's not.
No.
They're attacking what they were doing with the book burning.
It specifically said, hey, remember all that Nazi stuff? That was bad and wrong.
Right.
You know what? So is this.
What, you're not allowed to bring it up? Are you not allowed to even talk about the Holocaust anymore or talk about what happened in the past? You have to apologize for even bringing up history?
printing a photo of his of a historical event that actually occurred? It's not like they put photos of skulls and the ovens at Auschwitz or something. Remember the ovens at Auschwitz? Well, they're trying to burn our store down. Please.
The Flagstaff government is trying to burn away our profits the same way Hitler burned up millions of Jews. I mean, that's not what they're doing at all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's what the ADL had to say, the Anti-Defamation League. This is great. He says that they criticized the company for the advertisement, saying, quote, "It's not the imagery itself. It trivializes what the trivializes the Nazis and what they did."
Well, that I can see. That I can kind of see from that viewpoint. Because what did happen with the Holocaust, yes, you should be able to bring it up, but it was massive.
Sure.
I do kind of think that comparing the Holocaust to Flagstaff, Arizona's zoning regulations for Walmart may be a little extreme.
They were comparing a book burning.
No, I know that.
It just happened to be a photo from those times.
Right, I know. Or even just comparing the type of regime that was in place in Germany at the time with Flagstaff's zoning regulations may be a little extreme.
I think it's perfectly appropriate.
But I don't think there's a problem with being extreme like
right.
that.
It's a great way to draw a conclusion.
It definitely would get people's attention.
It absolutely has gotten people's attention. While Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, has given about $300,000 to Project Flagstaff's Future to help defeat Proposition 100, a local ordinance that would restrict stores of more than 75,000 square feet that devote more than 8% of their floor area to groceries. The proposal is one of a number around the country to regulate the size and design of big box stores, particularly Walmart's. The vote on Proposition 100 is scheduled for Tuesday.
So sad. What if you wanted to make a 75,000 square foot grocery store? You just couldn't do it?
I think it only is applying to
any store
department stores that want to sell groceries.
Any store that's 75,000 feet and devotes more than 8% of its floor space to groceries.
I suppose so. I don't know how big 75,000 square feet is.
Huge.
It sounds pretty big.
Huge.
Right.
Actually, I worked in... I used to work for a... for a national food chain's warehouse here locally,
right.
And I worked in their frozen food section. I worked pulling cases of frozen food
throwing
out of
boxes.
Throwing boxes down to be taken to the local stores, and that was a 50,000 square foot freezer.
Ooh, yeah, that's big.
And it was.
I've seen those buildings. Those are very large.
Yeah, and that was huge. So I can't even imagine a store that's half again the size of that being devoted to one type of product. So never mind.
Anyway, they're voting on this, and this is something that's going around the country, which I think is really unfortunate. People are so anti-Walmart. It's sad to me in this country. Walmart does good things. Now, look, I'm not a Walmart stock holder or anything like that.
Neither am I.
I like their store because they bring me products cheap. They make my dollar more powerful.
Right. Ian is a very, very, very cheap man, and Walmart helps him achieve that goal.
Well, I can buy more in general at Walmart for $100 than I can buy at any of the competition.
That's true.
And that helps me, and that helps everybody that shops there because it means you have more to spend on other things that you need.
But it doesn't help the American workers in factories who are now being replaced by Chinese children.
Ugh, I don't even want to touch on that. So anyway, these people think that... And it's another example of how this country acts like we're a democracy. In these areas of the country, these jerks are putting, like this, Proposition 100 on the ballot, restricting the way Walmart can do business in their area. Here in the Tampa Bay area, we've got a Walmart store that has wanted to expand its store into a Super Walmart, which means add a grocery.
Yep, I know which store you're talking about.
Yeah, they've been by the interstate.
They've been wanting to do it for about 10 years.
And they've been shot down because the people in that area are real busybodies, and they've got a real problem for some reason, and I'm sure the grocery chains that happen to be down the street have something to do with this.
Right, because the way that particular shopping center is set up there is big grocery store, Home Depot, Walmart, right next to each other. That's the order that they're
in. And then
in.
Another big grocery store right across the street.
And then directly across the street, another big grocery store. Yep. So
I'm sure they have a bit of a hand in this prevention of Walmart expanding.
Most likely.
And they're preventing the market from doing what it does best, provide competition. They're afraid of competition. Those big grocery stores, they don't want Walmart down the street from them. That's all it is. It's not the fact that the people in the area don't want it. That might be a factor. But the real money, the real push, is going to be from the existing businesses. They want to protect their asses. And who can blame them for that? It's just un-American, that's all. More Free Talk Live coming up. Take control.
Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. It's yours. If you want to take control, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
The Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So still time for your calls. You can also, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives if you missed a moment of the show. Or maybe you're one of our listeners that listens on the Saturday night show because you get us live on your radio station at that time, but you don't have us during the week. If you want to catch up on what you missed, just go to freetalklive.com and download the show.
Exactly. 5 days, 6 days of archives available on the website, and then also a link to downloadradio.org where you can get all the archives going all the way back to March 1st.
All of it for free.
Still for free. No registration, nothing.
And again, the last 6 days are right there on the front page. And as you scroll through there, you'll find some voting links. You can go vote for us, which we really appreciate. Great sites like podtower.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. It is your show, Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Well, I wanted to call in because Torgo and I have been talking about this for a while, and you guys were talking about mega commerce centers, and I just got back from my two favorite mega commerce centers. That would be Walmart, and then I swung on by Publix because they happen to be right near one.
That's a grocery store, by the way.
That's a grocery store in this area because they're not a national chain. So.
Oh, really? I thought that was a national chain.
No, they're Southeast.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Georgia, Florida. That's pretty much it. I mean, there's maybe a couple others.
They're just massive in this area.
Yeah.
While I was there, I picked up something that I've been wanting to talk about. It's called a grapple.
Oh, you actually did get some grapples?
I did. I got some grapefruit, so you can have a grapefruit when you get home. It is one of the tastiest pieces of fruit I have ever had.
What is it?
Okay, what it is it's a Fuji apple that has been somehow injected with artificial grape flavoring.
Like a jelly donut sort of thing? Or
no, not like a grape jelly, but just flavoring. In the flesh of the apple tastes like grape.
Really?
Somehow they got grape flavoring in the apple. I can't see any sort of purple tinge. I don't see anything. But the entire apple evenly tastes like grape.
So it's got to be GM. It's got to be genetically modified then. They must have grown it that way.
No,
because it says right on there. It says ingredients are Fuji apples and artificial grape flavoring. So somehow they injected it in there. Either that or maybe they watered the plant with grape flavoring. I don't know.
No.
Well, you know, remember that experiment that everyone did in elementary school where you'll take like a celery stalk or a carnation or something and put it in water that has food coloring in it and the stalk changes color?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's very possible that maybe the water had grape flavoring mixed in with it and it tinged the flavoring of the apple.
Is it extra
just like apples that grow in more acidic soil taste different? So.
Sure. Literally tastes like an apple that has been flavored with grape Kool-Aid. It is unreal. It's so good.
Now you say there's ingredient. Is there an ingredients list? Artificial flavoring? Is there sugar in there?
There's two ingredients on the list. Fuji apples, artificial grape flavoring. That's it.
That's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do they have a website?
It's spelled Sweet Grapele, and it's got G-R-A with a line over it, and then P-P-L-E. It's purple. It's Grapele brand, so Grapele's got a trademark on it.
Huh.
So they may have a website. It's spelled the word grapple.
I was just going to say it's spelled like grapple, but they put a mark over the A so you know it's a long A.
Right, and they also say below that, they say grape-L, Grapele.
Yep.
Interesting. How long have these been on the market?
I'm not sure.
I know I told Johnson about them a couple of weeks ago, but I saw them in the store about 2 months ago.
Oh, my. I'm disturbed. Actually, it says on the bottom here, it says, meets or exceeds the U.S. extra fancy produce of USA, packed for Flavored Fruits Limited Liability Corporation. So apparently there may be other types of flavored fruits out there.
That's
in Wenatchee, Washington.
So Flavored Fruits LLC is the company that makes these things.
Right. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, I wonder what other flavored fruits they have out there.
I don't know. Very interesting.
Maybe they could have combined, like, citrus and bananas, have, like, banangelos, and, you know, that would be kind of good.
I just wanted to talk about that just because I just got, you know, you guys were talking about the centers of mega commerce, and I just got back from buying myself a vacuum cleaner and a ladder at Walmart, so... I was just, you know, I was like, well, you know, I don't want to talk about that because, you know, I like Walmart as well, and I don't see any, you know, I don't see any problem with it. And I think what they, you know, what they're doing out in, you know, Arizona, I don't know. People just want to jump on the bandwagon of attacking Walmart.
And wouldn't it have been even easier for you if that Walmart were a super Walmart? Because then you wouldn't have had to go separately to the grocery store. You could have gotten your grapefruits there.
Maybe. Sometimes I do drive out to the Super Walmart because it's just so convenient. They have everything.
So the entire inside of the grapele tastes like a grape. Is there any apple taste left at all?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell because, I mean, imagine if you mix apple juice and grape Kool-Aid. How hard it would be to tell.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the grape flavoring is very strong. I mean, it tastes like grape Kool-Aid. It really does.
I just did a quick Google on this. Apparently, it's a company called Get Fit Foods marketing grapefruits as a way to prevent childhood obesity. Because according to this article, once kids get a load of the awesomeness of, I'm reading this from the article, the awesomeness of Concord grape flavored apples, they'll trade in their sugary snacks for healthy grapples and lose all sorts of weight. Unlike other hybrid fruits, like tangelos, for instance, the marriage of a mandarin orange and a grapefruit, the grapele isn't really a fruit hybrid, it's more like a fruit bath. The apple is bathed in grape juice, merely masking the taste of the apple in favor of the grape.
Oh, let me tell you, yeah, I could probably give up most of my other sugary stuff. I mean, this is just really amazing tasting.
Wow.
I don't even know, you know, and I'm not trying to sell grapefruits or anything like that. It's just...
You'll have to bring one in here on Monday night.
Well,
I'll do that.
Going up to Tampa right after the show. I'm stopping by the house and picking up a grapefruit first.
Right on. Thanks for the clue, dude. Talk to you later.
No problem. Have a good one.
800-259-9231. I love cool stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like the things that the free market, the semi-free market brings to us here. More on the way. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control. Although, if you want to do that, you better do it now, because we're only here for a few more moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Now, Torgo, it seems like cops these days are acting more and more militaristic. You know, they've got the SWAT teams busting down people's doors, and they've got machine guns and all kinds of black fatigues or whatever.
And they, you know, they got radar guns to stop speeders.
Wait,
the SWAT team.
The SWAT team?
Yeah. You see, in Palm Bay, actually Palm Bay, Florida, a police officer in full camouflage gear lay in the brush alongside Minton Road, pointing his radar gun and relaying information on speeding vehicles to fellow officers. Within 2 hours on Wednesday, the team issued 40 tickets to drivers traveling at least 15 miles an hour above the 45 miles per hour speed limit.
40 tickets?
Yep.
Wow.
Using an officer in SWAT gear to catch speeders was a first for the Palm Bay Police Department. Now, the deputy chief says, this is just something we tried. We didn't really issue any more tickets on that day than we did on any other normal day, so we're probably not going to do that again.
Oh, sure they're not going to do it. You know those SWAT team guys love putting on the camouflage paint.
He said, we probably won't use a camouflaged officer again, but we have other, more creative ideas we might use instead.
Like what?
He says, the next big box you see on the road may have a police officer in it. An officer could be in the back of a work truck or in construction gear. In fact, in February, Brevard County Sheriff's deputies dressed as construction workers to nab red light runners at Wickham and Mural Roads in Vieira.
Jeez.
So, yeah, they put cops in disguise on the street corners to catch speeders and traffic violations and
stuff
like that.
So disgusting. It's nothing more than revenue generation. And they go through so many steps in order to come across this these speeding tickets. Why aren't they going undercover, trying to find rapists or something like
right,
that?
Right, exactly. You know, they've got, and they do have some that are doing that, but it's definitely not working.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely not devoting their man hours in the appropriate fashion to be able to enforce the laws properly. I'm sorry.
I just think it's just an excuse for the SWAT team to get on the camo and put on some face paint and go roll around through the mud. Because they want to pretend like they're in the military.
They love that kind of stuff.
They want to pretend like they're in the military over in some Vietnam jungle, but they get to go home at the end of the day to their wife and kid, basically.
The only problem is, I don't know how a SWAT team guy could be satisfied doing that, because even when he catches a speeder, there's still nothing for him to rappel off of, you know? Those SWAT team guys are only happy if they're rappelling off of something.
Yeah, true. They just have to sit there and be quiet. And,
right, you know? Exactly. I don't know. Anytime I see SWAT team guys, like in a movie or anything like that,
right,
they're always rappelling. Always. And then crashing through windows.
Look, we're not going to go, and we're not going to go to that rescue if there's nowhere to rappel from.
Exactly,
Sarge.
If I can't break through a window to rescue someone in a heroic fashion after having rappelled off the roof, I'm not doing it.
What? That's an underground bunker? We're out.
We're out. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
Just totally asinine. We just need to stop this whole speeding ticket insanity. I think that we need to abolish speed limits completely. I think that's the only answer here. Give the cops something to do with their time. We actually were at the booth today at the Pride Fest, and one of the local cops, actually, ironically enough, my former DARE officer showed up. And she recognized me.
Did she take the quiz?
No, she didn't, but she has done it in the past. I didn't comment on the irony of the entire situation, but anyway. This has been Free Talk Live. Torgo, thanks for being here, as always.
No problem. I'll see you next Friday.
Yes, that's right. Next week, we've got, of course, another week without Manwich, so be sure you're here with us for it. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. See you.